If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello everyone, this is Renita Ahura, creator of Shadow Realm and the Aria Chronicles series. Today, I will be delving into the mythology woven into the story and its characters. So who is Hanuman? Hanuman is the head of the Vanar army. He is a wise and very resourceful Vanar who helps Prince Ram in his quest to defeat Ravan and rescue his wife Sita. The Vanar are a tribe of man-monkey people. There are lots of different interpretations. Some say that the Vanars are monkeys. Vanar is the word in Sanskrit, which then translates to the Hindi bandar, which commonly means monkey. So the Vanars are monkeys. However, when you read the Ramayana, you see that the members of the Vanar tribe resemble human beings so much more than the ordinary monkey. So another belief says that the Vanars are something between man and monkey. One thing that I believe is that we humans and monkeys have descended from a common ancestor. And it's not just me who believes in that. And that is Darwinian fact. And that's the version that I am going for. So the Vanars, I think, was one offshoot of that common descendant who we don't ordinarily see, whether that means they've gone extinct or whether they're just sort of hiding out, which is what Arya discovers in this story, Shadow Realm. So Hanuman is the chief of the Vanar army. He is the son of Anjani, who is a Vanar, and his father is believed to be Vayu, the Lord of the Wind. In terms of my favorite story or aspect of Hanuman, and there are several, is the fact that Vayu, wind, is the core of the Vata dosha in Ayurveda, one of the three mind-body types. Vata is air and space energy, which comes together. So it's characterized by movement and creativity and creative intelligence, if you will, but also fast movement. Hanuman certainly exemplifies these traits. He moves fast. He is even mischievous. All Vanars are mischievous. And we too, as humans, should be perhaps a little bit more mischievous than we are. We sometimes take life a little too seriously, I think. He also exemplifies strength and energy and unyielding devotion. We see that in his unyielding devotion to Ram, in helping him on his quest to recover and save Sita from the clutches of Ravan. Hanuman is the ultimate Karma Yogi. You know, somebody whose meditation and devotion are really demonstrated through hard work or service. It's that mindful meditation of doing. It makes me think of a common phrase that we have in the English language called the monkey mind, when we're thinking too much and we're getting stressed. And that is a common attribute of a displaced Vata dosha. Displaced or out of balance, meaning too much of, when the molecules of air, molecules of space are sort of less dense, loosely packed, and can hit one against the other, which is why movement is a common attribute, and not just movement, but fast movement. And that's what the monkey mind is: thinking too much, thinking too quickly, getting stressed as a result, being overwhelmed as a result. Although Hanuman is a vanar and should naturally, perhaps you would argue, succumb to those traits, his strength and energy gives him the ability to control those. So he is never monkey-minded in the way that you and I think of the monkey mind. Quite the opposite, in fact. And it really goes to show how any individual really can harness the best qualities of any particular trait. One more thing about Hanuman I would like to say is that Agni, the god of fire, gave him a blessing that he could not be destroyed by fire. Fire couldn't harm him. We see this come to life in the story of the Ramayana, because as part of the battle against Ravan, what Hanuman does is he resorts to his mischievous self and he starts to set Lanka on fire. Lanka is the home of Ravan and the demons, and he starts to set it on fire, knowing full well that he cannot himself be harmed by this fire. And we see this particular story or sub-story relay itself in Shadow Realm, because Hanuman comes to Arya's aid and he begins to use his tail to carry a flame, carry a torch, to set Arya's Lanka on fire, knowing full well that Arya has the Agniastra, and that's the divine weapon of fire, and he will be protected from the fire too. So this particular trait of Hanuman is one that we can see have direct play in Shadow Realm. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning all about the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.